Hello, I'm Joshua.
And hi, I'm Mary. Welcome to From the Heart.
Orlando is widely known for its tourist spots and attractions, but many people don't know about its thriving arts community.
We are excited to introduce to you talented and passionate artists who shape our arts community. How do they create and why? And how can Orlando benefit from an even greater arts presence?
On each episode, we'll meet guests who are influential leaders and artists who are truly making a difference.
From the Heart.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Joshua.
It is so great to be back in the studio with you.
I know.
I just took a picture and I'm going to post it on social media and say, this is my happy place.
Aww.
With Mary Thompson Hunt, recording our weekly show. I just absolutely love it. How's your week been?
It's been wonderful. It's been great watching Jason create and get ready for what will be this week, a first Friday. As you know, Faith Arts Village Orlando Favo opens
absolutely.
Their doors for all their artists. And so watching him put his work together has been great. And I've been enjoying myself on Main Street USA as a citizen and finding the joy in creating joy for others.
And isn't it your job as a citizen to find the very best in every single person that you meet?
And you know, the best part of my job is I take it home with me.
Ah, I like that.
When you have a job and what you're asked to do there is something that makes you a better person, wow, are you fortunate.
And then that character starts to bleed into your everyday life.
I make Jason call me Inga. No, I don't.
Do you comment on his outfits?
All the time.
Yeah.
But he won't say that I'm always as complimentary.
So many wonderful things happened in the arts community this week.
Tell me what's going on with you.
Well, for us, we just ended Godspell, 3 weekends and 12 of 14 shows completely sold out, which I'm excited about. We've launched all of our programs, and we launched the big community choir, 300. We actually have 367 on the roster, so I have no idea where we're going to put them all, but we're going to do a big Disney show.
Yes.
And it's going to be tons of fun. But the thing that we both saw, well, actually, you're about to go see it,
yes,
but Blackberry Winter at the Shakespeare Theater.
I go tonight.
You know, we talk a lot about on the show not doing art just for the sake of doing art.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when there is a purpose behind that art and the expression of it. And how intentional our friends at the Shakespeare Theater have been with this play and really talking about caregiving and Alzheimer's and dementia and really what it's like sending the audience to experience the mind and the heart of someone who's going through this disease and what it's like to be a caregiver. And I loved how the Shakespeare Theater was so intentional about giving people resources. It was educational. And not only did you experience it, you were educated, and then you left with a plethora of resources if you were a caregiver or if you had a loved one who was dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. And I just walked away from it so encouraged, thinking, wow, not only did I experience art, but I know there are so many people who are going to watch this and walk away and have the tools they need.
Now I'm almost nervous because my dad's dealing with that. He's in a home. Sometimes I go and it's a big smile and I know he recognizes me, but he doesn't always have the words or the quite name. He'll go, my cousin, like, close enough, Dad.
Yeah.
I don't let it get to me because I still see the love in his eyes.
Well, I tell you, it is intense, and it makes you feel what the person on stage is feeling. And I think that's the best kind of art. So
yes.
Kudos to our friends at the Shakespeare Theater for bringing
here
such a beautiful thing. And then we're going to talk about this a little bit. But this morning I was at the Victory Cup Initiative, which is kind of the Hunger Games of nonprofits.
Do they have to kill each other?
No, they have 2.5 minutes to make a pitch.
Oh.
And our friends at the Orlando Philharmonic was the only arts organization represented out of the 10 organizations. We got to do it last year, and I was so grateful to be a guest and not a speaker this time because I was a little bit less terrified sitting out in the audience. But it was a really, really great. And the top three people who took away, they gave away $50,000 worth of money. Yeah. So our friends at Edith Bush and then at Orlando Health and several other organizations sponsored this, and they gave away a lot of money.
Who were the top three that walked away with the funds?
You would ask me that, Mary.
Okay.
They were all really great organizations.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are they judged on their minute and a half of the content and their need, or on how well it was presented?
The room judges. So everybody, there was 450 people at Rollins. They get one vote. Everybody in the room does. And so they're making a pitch about their mission and their impact. They tell a story. And then the room votes on the people who they think are most deserving. And
wow.
So last year, the only arts organizations were us and the Fringe Festival. And and this year it was the Orlando Philharmonic. So speaking of the Orlando Philharmonic.
Great segue.
Our guest today, I think Mary probably was one of our most favorite guests when we had our TV show someone who's such an articulate speaker on the arts and has tons of passion. But David Schilhammer, our friend, is here with us today, a former executive director of the Atlanta Philharmonic, but now the executive director at the Enzian Theater. And I was saying earlier, that was such good news when that was announced. So welcome, David. We're so glad you're with us today.
Welcome, David.
Well, greetings, Mary and Joshua. Your spirit is infectious, and it's a great honor to be here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. So tell us about this new journey you're on.
Well, I am now the executive director of Enzian Theater, as you noted, after 16 wonderful, great, creative years as executive director of the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra. I had an overall 30-year career in orchestra management. And, you know, I made a decision some time ago that it was maybe time to step aside. Nobody was pushing me or anything like that. It was just a feeling I had. I was the first and only executive director of the Orlando Philharmonic. And sometimes, as one wise person said to me afterward, David, sometimes success is knowing when to get out. And it just felt like the right time for me and the right time for the organization. We were well set up. We were financially stable. We'd finished our capital campaign. We'd brought in Eric Jacobson as our music director. And so the pieces, you know, worked long and hard to get the pieces together there. And it just felt time. Now, don't mistake that for any misgivings about the Orlando Philharmonic. I miss it every day. I think about it all the time. I miss the musicians and the music that they bring to life. So many friends from the board to the volunteer organization, which is 350 people, the staff. I mean, it is will always be the most cherished time in my life. But I took a jump or a leap without knowing where I was going to land for the first time in my life.
Wow.
And I was 50 years old, and I was like, oh, my midlife crisis came right on schedule. And so I spent some time thinking about myself and what I might want to do next. Of course, I have a degree in music, and I've worked for orchestras my whole life, so that certainly was on the table. But it also kept creeping into me, well, maybe might there be something else that I can do? You know, these nonprofit arts management skills, are they transferable to something else? Again, not that I don't love orchestras. And suddenly, fate occurred. And I am now, if I weren't before, a strong believer in fate, that the waves of fate brought Enzian together with me. They were looking quietly, and I was approached, and I just about jumped out of my seat at this opportunity. And so it's like as if we are both in the same life cycle together, that we're both doing this together. They are looking to grow and try different things, and I'm looking to grow as a human being and maybe try something different. And I have found a wonderful home, and I mean that, at Enzian. It's an incredible place, which we can talk about more, but I really want to give credit to the Tiki family, whose inspiration and vision was and founded this, and they have stayed with it and given their lives and talent and time and resources to the place. The board of directors is wonderful, and the staff is incredible. Like everybody's staff, Joshua, they work, double, triple overtime, but they do it with such passion, and will jump in wherever is needed. And so they're a joy to work with. And then there's the power of film along with it. Recently, two of our staff members went to the National Association Conference for Art Cinema Houses in the country. And I was impressed to find out that we're the big kids on the block, that we are one of the largest, most well-respected of its kind in the country. And there is a reason for that, I think. They express the fact that they like to copy everything that we do, and that we're a model for this type of place. And that was very, very rewarding to hear. There's also the Eden Bar, which is a destination in of itself. But it's great to be out there before and after movies, as people are in anticipation and then in a reflective mood afterward. It's a very, very busy place. And of course, we're one of the only cinema houses that also serves food and beverage. So you have a sold out show.
Florida Film Festival. Talk about that.
Florida Film Festival is April 21 through 30. and it is a tremendous amount of work. Let me say that right now. I'm in my fifth week, so and it's right around the corner, and we say that, but it actually is. And the programming committees are hard at work finalizing the schedule, adjudicating each of the divisions, and we'll have an announcement party on March 29th to announce what the films are.
For those listeners who might not know exactly what the Film Florida, the Florida Film Festival is, could you give them a brief synopsis and how NZN takes place in that?
Sure. It's a 10-day film festival that, again, is adjudicated and provides the best in every type of genre of film, whether it be shorts or documentaries or feature films or foreign language films. There are so many categories that we are showing. And then all the filmmakers come to the festival as well to see each other's. People from other film festivals come to participate and see what we're doing.
Because these aren't films just from Florida.
These are all over the world.
And it's one of the most respected film festivals.
It is. It is. You know, there's, of course, Sundance and some of the others that have a larger reputation. But this one is just fun as well. People come and have a great time in beautiful weather in Central Florida. So it's an eclectic, you know, group of people. We have over 2,000 submissions this year, which is up by about 20%.
And
we have, as of yesterday's Florida Film Festival meeting, we have from 101 countries who have submitted to the festival. Of course, not all of which we can show. That's why they're narrowing it down at this point. But it's so rewarding to see that this has a worldwide reputation and that people want to be involved in it.
Yes.
And that's why you need multiple theaters, right? That's why you need those more screens so you can show more films.
We'll talk about that later, but it's interesting. It is the busiest place I can imagine. There's not a day that goes by when there aren't three, possibly four events happening, either films or rentals, special events. I mean, there is something happening all of the time. And speaking to our rental manager, there isn't a date. We get called all the time for rentals. There isn't a date for 6 months, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. It is just such a busy place. You know, we do our feature films, the ones that have been there. Well, I've been there, but Jackie with Natalie Portman, who was nominated for an Academy Award and should win. She's incredible as Jackie Kennedy. And then 20th Century Women with Annette Bening. She is also incredible. So those are kind of our feature films that sell very, very well for us, but we also have, late night cult classics. Mm-hmm. We have peanut butter matinees for families. We have an African American film festival. We have popcorn flicks in Central Park and Winter Park. We have all sorts of children's camps and where they learn the art of filmmaking, and those are wonderful.
That's great. So children during the summer can go and learn and actually make a film?
And actually make a film.
And they show them
and
there,
And they
too?
Show them there, yeah.
Open
to
the public?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to go to the website, what website do they go to find out about all the offerings?
NZN.org.
E-N-Z-I-A-N.
.org.
Tell us what NZN means. Or what you think it means.
It's a German phrase that I have to look up. Why you stumped me right there.
But great cover.
I wish you could have seen Mary's eyes when she asked that question, when she realized David would have to look up the answer for that.
Well, you should have seen my eyes.
That's so funny. But you know what? I'm really glad we're doing this show, because not only do we love talking to David, but I think there is so much more to the NZN than meets the eye, than people know. Yeah, it's great to go see an independent film, maybe get some food. But what we're going to learn in this show is there's so much more to it. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking to David. We're going to find out what the NZN means. And we're going to talk about what's happening and what's coming up new. When you join us back here on From the Heart with Mary Thompson Hunt and Joshua Vickery. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to From the Heart. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt, here with Joshua Vickery, my co-host, who is so filled with music and joy today. And we are both excited to have our guest, David Schillhammer, here, Executive Director of the Enzian Theater. So just as we were leaving that last segment of the show, we were about to hear the meaning of Enzian, and I'm going to throw this to you, David.
Well, you can, after I read it to you, you'll understand why I stumbled, and I apologize to my Enzian family. But the name Enzian is the German word for gentian, a genus of mountain flower.
Oh.
And
that explains a lot.
One of the
in Florida.
One of the great things about Enzian and the Eden Bar is its incredible, beautiful location. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of Florida natural wildlife. It is an absolutely hidden gem off of 1792. And we take great, great care in maintaining the kind of ambiance and atmosphere that makes it the special place that it is. And you go into the theater, and it's also an intimate experience. Mm-hmm. And you're sharing these great experiences with others around you, as you can at any movie theater. But there's nothing quite like Enzian. You know, it's not a...
You're at a place where something interesting and unusual is about to happen.
Exactly.
There's tables in there. There are waiters that are well-versed and proud of the cuisine that's served, and they'll tell you about the wine that you can order. So it's just another level of your senses being bombarded with beauty.
It is, and I love that. In fact, sometimes...
That was a great commercial, Mary, for the Enzian.
Sometimes I like to take my laptop down to the Eden restaurant area, and, you know, it's like you're not even working, even though you are. It's such a beautiful spot.
Yes. Joshua, our friends Michelle Mayo and Steve Pernick were married there.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Michelle's
amazing.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
I want to just go back to something we talked about in the last segment. You know, David, you did leave the Philharmonic in such a beautiful way, and you left it in such a great, in such great shape. And I really think you have you have a legacy there. I know that's always, as a leader, you want to leave the place at the height of where you feel like you can take it. And I've only been at this almost 7 years now with CFC Arts. And, you know, there are days where, because I'm similar to you, very much a builder and a grower, and I want to have great ideas, and I want to exercise those ideas. And I'm not really jazzed about sustaining something, you know, and just running the operations. And so this has got to be a really exciting time for you, because although you were doing a fabulous job at the Philharmonic, you know, you were saying you felt like you took it to where it needed to go.
The foundation
was built, and now you're at a place where really the world is your oyster, right? I mean, you walk into the office now, and you want to be able to, you're at a place where you can grow again and dream again and build.
Yes.
Is that a beautiful place to be in?
It is a beautiful place to be in. My heart and soul feel complete again. Number one, I miss being part of something, of being together with people toward a common cause. And of course, I always wanted to work for a nonprofit, and that wasn't even an option. And again, the Enzian is just the place for that to happen. So I'm not only learning about film, which I loved film beforehand, but I'm on a little bit of a learning curve. I'm on a pretty steep learning curve for the Florida Film Festival, but you also am running, you know, a restaurant and a bar. So it stretches one's skills. Now, of course, I don't really have much to do with it. There's a restaurant manager and a bar manager and assistants for those things, but I attend a weekly meeting about that. So anyway, it is stretching me, and that's, I felt like, what I needed to do at this point in my life.
What was the biggest gift you brought from your experience with the Philharmonic to this job that you're grateful for?
I think Joshua hit it right on the head, the ability to build. You know, when I started at the Orlando Philharmonic, it was almost a go-no-go situation. You know, you've got about a year, David. You know, it didn't take long for that to grow. And the Enzian is growing as well. Joshua mentioned that we're in the midst of a capital campaign to add two theaters. As I mentioned, we're so busy with all of our other series. I forgot to mention our book to film series in partnership with the Maitland Arts Center. We just, you know, it has to be a great book and it has to be a great movie. So I enjoyed seeing Color Purple the other day for the first time in about 15 years, and you know, cried and cried and cried, and then sat in the parking lot and cried, realizing what a brilliant movie that is.
So you not only play new films from smaller directors and companies, but you also play films with themes, the theme nights. Tell us about that.
There's an interesting theme that just concluded, but we had Gene Wilder Month in January to honor the great talents of him. Mm. So wherever one went, there was, except for the feature films, there was an element of Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. So the popcorn flick, it was the producers, the original producers. At the Peanut Butter Matinee, which I enjoyed very, very much, was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Wow.
And so you can see that thread throughout the month. We did Blazing Saddles. We did, I can't remember all the...
Now, for our listeners that are thinking, boy, I would have liked to have gone to that, what kind of mailing list can they beat on, or what should they look up regularly to find out what the NZN is offering?
Well, NZN.org, of course, but...
And so you would be... Do you have a weekly mailing list that goes out?
Yes, we have an email list. So if you go on there, you can become... a part of our family.
NZIAN.org, everyone. ENZIAN.org. Because it sounds like there's something for everyone.
Well, yeah, there's special tributes that we do. And unfortunately, it's happening way too often right now. But in one weekend, we're doing Debbie Reynolds' Singing in the Rain. And the next day, we're doing Postcards from the Edge for Carrie Fisher, because she didn't star in it, but it was, you know, she wrote it and directed it. And it was a story of her life about her mother.
Right, with Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine was the mother, and Meryl Streep was Carrie Fisher. So, you know, unfortunately, they both passed, but we are going to honor them.
You're listening to From the Heart, Magic 107.7 FM. We're here with David Schillhammer. What's been one of your proudest moments since you've been there?
Getting through the day and learning. I'm enjoying...
Any particular day?
I'm enjoying the staff and the work, but really, part of my job is to finish off this capital campaign. We're at about $4.6 million toward a $6-plus million goal. So there's already been demonstrated sharing of the vision and what we want to do. So again, we're going to add two theaters, and they'll be in the back of the theater, so the intimacy of the front remains. It's going to have a 100-seat theater and a 50-seat theater.
Wow,
that's awesome.
And we'll be tripling the size of the kitchen so that we can serve more people. But what's beautiful about it is there's a new lobby that will be in the back, and it's all windows and all, so there's an indoor-outdoor feeling to it, outdoor patio that remains from the front.
You've got those big trees. The long leaves that come down, the weeping willow type of trees.
And we're also going to create walking paths in the back through all of this. So we really feel earthy.
Yes.
And, you know, and
it's surprising to go back in there because it's right off of 1792, which is a busy highway.
Right.
But once you go and park your car, you're with these trees with shading coming mm-hmm. down and the
it's
long
like a
branches.
Whole other world.
Yes.
It is. And you can't, you can't hear 1792,
yep.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know that part of your mission statement is that you want to connect the community through film. And some of these things you're doing with the walkways and the new lobbies and all these things, you're creating this really cool place for people to come and connect. And film is really the catalyst to build community, right?
Yes, it is. Just like music, film is an incredibly powerful art form.
Mm-hmm.
It sticks with you sometimes forever. I mean, when first time I saw The Color Purple, it has never left me. And so to see it again and again is extremely wonderful experience. And you just get to enjoy film, and again, in this unique setting. And so with the addition of the two theaters, we're bursting at the seams with ideas, yet we don't have space to show it. So,
just out of curiosity, because of your background in music, when you watch a film and you listen to the score during the film, has your appreciation of that changed since you're now in a theater?
Yes. First of all, when we had my rollout party, I was smart enough to invite my friend Davis Gaines, who's a Broadway superstar,
right,
and asked him to come and sing Academy Award winning songs.
Wow.
So I knew myself on my own couldn't draw people there, but we had about 300 people come, and of course we were talking and things of that nature, but interspersed with that was these beautiful numbers that you'd forget won Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really special night. I'm thinking about the music to Jackie, which is absolutely haunting.
Mm.
And that too has stuck with me because it is such a haunting period in time. It's the week, the moment that he's shot, that President Kennedy was shot, and right up until the funeral. And it's all seen through her eyes. And so it's an...
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no. I'd love to. Mary, you and I need to go to the NZ and have a night out. But, you know, I really wanted to be at that night for you, David, because I know it was probably special. I have no idea what else was going on. There was something, I'm sure. But on your website, in big bold letters, it says film is art. And that's all it says. Yeah. Do you feel like that's a statement that the NZN needs to make in this community? Do you feel like film is always viewed as art in Central Florida?
Yes, I do feel it's art. And some people, you know, have a hard time with that or can't quite get there. But it is absolutely a beautiful art form.
Film you're going to see.
I mean, the work that, you know, directors and producers and technical people and cast have to go through to create this piece of art is incredible. And you get to see that firsthand. We also have a local called Film Slam that once a month people submit films that they have done from Central Florida. And there's winner or winners each night. And then there's
how long are the films?
They could be 5 minutes. They could be, I think the limit is 12 minutes. And then we have in November, it's called Brouhaha, and all of the winners are shown. So that's our part of our mission, too, is to connect with the local film community and give them an outline. The next one's coming up very soon.
When is it?
I forget.
Okay, we'll tell them at the top of the next hour. I have this way of like putting you on the spot.
I have it in my calendar, but of course my phone is off.
I'll ask you a question you could answer. What's your favorite classic film, David?
You know, I've answered that a couple of different ways. I mentioned Shawshank Redemption. I did mention Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
This will date me, but I loved The Sound of Music. You know, transformed me as a child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just transfixed by the music out of Sound of Music.
All great films. Mine is Gone with the Wind. I love that movie. And I was in St. Augustine on Monday, and I got to eat at Scarlett O'Hara's, which is a restaurant that's all Gone with the Wind themed. And I was freaking out.
That is great.
What's yours, Mary?
Well, I'm going to say... The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And the other day I got to re-see Stormy Weather, which I forgot like how groundbreaking that film was. Mm. And it was really fun to see. It's a funny movie.
Yeah. You know, and when you think about films, you think about classic films, you think about those moments when you first watched those stories that really touched your life, you know, and how that connection is, that emotional connection to those films and what they mean to you. It's important. Films are important.
Being a little kid and seeing Dorothy with her two friends and then growing up, and each year you watch it when it's back on television, getting a different, more of an understanding from a different point of view because you've grown intellectually and emotionally.
I cry every time I watch Mary Poppins. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. I don't know why that is. But David, what do you think you're going to do as the leader of this organization to help people in our community see the beauty and the value of film?
Well, of course, the number one goal and challenge is to finish raising the capital funds to build the two theaters. That'll help raise awareness. But, you know, I'm amazed and surprised sometimes that people just don't know what NZN is. Of course, people don't know the Orlando Philharmonic either, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people in Boston that don't know there's a Boston Symphony. So you have to constantly reach out and explain
and let people know.
And let people know.
Well, when we come back, one of the questions I want to make sure that I ask you is, for someone who has never been to the NZN, why should they go? So start thinking about that. And the other question I want to ask both of you is, if you were going to tell a 10-year-old who asked you, what is art, how would you answer it? I want to ask you both that.
That's very intriguing.
Oh, and what about this timing, huh? We're going to find out the answer to those two questions when you come back to From the Heart. Thank you, everyone. 107.7 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to From the Heart. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt here with co-host Joshua Vickery, and we are so delighted to be speaking today with David Schillhammer, Executive Director of the Enzian Theater. And David, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, and I think I'm interested to hear your answer to, Joshua, if a 10-year-old were to come up to you and say, what is the definition of art? What would you say?
Anything you want it to be.
Good answer.
Art is everywhere, and it takes all forms and shapes and sizes. I don't think there's any cookie cutter definition of it, whether it be just writing or poetry or drawing. I mean, anything that a child can do. I'm thinking about our holiday event that we have, where it's called Letters to Santa, and we also show a film, but these kids are there to write a letter to Santa, asking, you know, for what they want, and, you know, they're young, and so they're creating. They're being an artist right on the spot there. And then we have Santa who shows up and, you know, kids go crazy. But the important thing is that we answer every one of those as Santa.
Aww.
And so that kind of exchange and interpersonal relationship with kids and families. The Easter brunch, which is family-friendly because we have an egg hunt for different age groups, and we have a show of film, and you can have a beautiful brunch. Upcoming is Valentine's Day. We have a Valentine's Day brunch.
Wow.
And we're showing The Notebook.
Ooh, and, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, all of this is on your website?
Yes, and on Valentine's Day, we're showing True Romance. So again, we've really capitalized on the holidays. Mother's Day has a brunch. Father's Day is a really popular beer brunch. We're showing Die Hard that day.
Are you having like beer and bacon?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned Film Slam, which is the opportunity for the local community to become involved, and that's on February 19th. But we also have a teen film festival showcase, which is on March 4th. So we are working through every age group. So the question is that I think anything can be art. I got a little distracted.
No, I love that. I love that. That 10-year-old would get an earful. How about you, Joshua?
Well, I totally agree with David's answer. I do think it is anything that you want it to be. But there are three words that come to mind. One is connection. One is expression. And the third, I think, is joy. I really think art is joy. In my world, when I see everyday people who have stressful lives and who, you know, have families and have bills and have things going wrong with their health, maybe, and when they get up to sing or play an instrument or get to act, I see absolute joy come over their faces. And mm-hmm. So I think the expression of art is joy.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well said.
Well, one of the other things I wanted to ask you, if someone were to come up to you, David, and say, well, what's in it for the average guy? So this is airing 10 o'clock on Sunday night. Someone driving, never been to Enzian. What's in it for them if they've never been? Why should they come?
I tell everybody needs to come and experience the whole atmosphere of being at the Enzian. It's, you know, no disrespect to traditional movie theaters, but this is a unique experience. You know, we've mentioned the restaurant and the bar and the beautiful landscaping that is done. You feel like you're in an oasis. You've gone somewhere different, and then the movie takes you someplace different. And it's really unlike any other place that I've ever been that draws you in. You know, you want to be there. It's just a rewarding place. I've been bringing people who have never been recently, and they walk away just jaw opens because they can't believe what they have just experienced. And so I'm watching it through other people's eyes as how they're experiencing.
You know, you just said something that I want to piggyback on. I bring people every time I go there. I bring someone who's not gone there before because I think it is such a unique place, and I become their hero. Like I've brought them to this. Wow, thanks for bringing me there. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring people. So that's a great thing to say. Ask people. Yeah. For those of you out there who haven't been to the Enzian in a long time, come back, because David's there. He's made it. He brings his magic to it. But bring someone who's never been there before, and you'll be their hero.
You'll be transformed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. David, you know, you, as we said before, had such an amazing, successful time at the Philharmonic, a multi-million dollar company, and the skills that you have to lead that organization, you could take to any for-profit business and probably make a whole lot more money than you are in the nonprofit world. Why do you devote your days and your time here on earth to art? Why not something else?
It's been a calling. It's all I can say. I can't imagine doing anything else. Many people have said, well, David, you need to go. No, my genetic makeup is to serve and to be involved in the arts and bring art into people's lives. And
he's a quintessential servant leader.
Yes,
I was listening
to
your interview last night that we did last time, and you said, because you started out playing bassoon and you love music, and he said, no, but my calling was to be in leadership.
Yeah.
And you liked leading arts organizations. Talk about that.
I like being involved in something special and wonderful in an organization that has great people. I miss making things happen, and so now I'm here, and I'm trying to make things happen while being on a learning curve. So just the joy of seeing a project come together, like the Florida Film Festival. We're all saying, we can't wait for it to be over. We can't wait for it to start, and then we can't wait for it to be over.
To
have so many people who come, you know, it's a destination for people around the country to come to Central Florida and experience the Florida Film Festival. So I just like...
Did I see the name James Earl Jones as one of the people that helped support?
Yes, he's on our National Advisory Council. Yes,
I thought so.
Yes.
Wow, well, isn't
that's
nice?
Amazing.
Hello.
Yeah. We were just talking about servant leadership, and it's one thing to be able to say, I feel like I'm a servant leader. It's a whole other thing to have the people that are under you say you are a servant leader. And my dear friend, and yours too, Miley Miller, who worked for you for a short time. I'm actually going to go spend time in New York City. She said that about you to me. She said he is a servant leader, and his team feels that way. What do you want your new team, your employees at the Enzian, the patrons, the donors, what do you want them to get out of David Schilhammer's leadership? What do you hope that you invest in them that will change them as people?
Well, I hope to, as we said, to bring many, many more legions of fans to Enzian to experience this incredible art form of film. I'm not sure yet what my legacy will be, but when we have the money and build those two theaters, it'll be a great accomplishment to be able to provide more collaborations in the community that we haven't been able to date. I am a servant leader. I remember interviewing for the Orlando Philharmonic in 1999. We were at a restaurant, and I said that I'm a servant leader, and I saw everybody's eyes and heads like look at each other. They hadn't heard that phrase.
Mm.
And I think it's what put me over the edge, is that I'm not afraid to get down and dirty and be to do anything that anybody else would do. You can't ask people to do what you wouldn't do yourself. So I just like making things happen, seeing a project come to fruition, and the enjoyment of people in their faces and in their hearts.
So you've talked a lot about the capital campaign. How can people give to this capital campaign? How can they get involved? How can they make this happen? How can our community get behind you?
Sure. The campaign is called Enzian Forever, and it too is on our website. But if you're interested, give me a call at Enzian, and we'll love to take you on the tour and show you the drawings. And, you can be involved. You don't have to make multi-million dollar contributions. We accept contributions of all levels.
Sounds like you need about $1.5 million more dollars, right?
Yes. And it may just be a titch more but
and if someone wants to write that full check, you won't turn it away, I'm
correct.
Sure.
Correct. If there's somebody out there who wants to write $2 million, we'll be perfectly happy to take it.
You take credit cards.
That's awesome. So what are some kind of lasting words for us, David, just about what you hope to accomplish through your new work at the Enzian?
I hope to accomplish... an administrative staff that works well together, which it already does, but we have, there's always so much more to do. And one of the things I identified at the Orlando Philharmonic is that I felt like we were behind schedule all the time. And, you know, it's David Schillhammer has a gas pedal on him. And so, you know, we talk about getting ahead of projects further, more advanced planning so that you can create better and get the word out more. Now, it isn't like the Orlando Philharmonic where we announce the season in February for the entire following year, because you have to take opportunities to get films when you can. But, you know, for the Florida Film Festival, it really is a year-round project, and we need to always focus on that. And fundraising, you know, some people don't even understand that NZN is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, without saying that directly, we talk about our service to the community. And
mm-hmm. And you take memberships there,
and we do. We have memberships. People love their memberships because you can reserve a table. Mm-hmm. In advance, and
you have fundraisers.
When we have fundraisers, New Year's Eve is a big fundraiser for us. People love to come to NZN dressed up and be outside at Eden Bar and go inside and have a dinner, have drinks. There's a live band playing, and then the ball comes down at midnight.
Wow.
And it's one of our most popular events and is our biggest fundraiser.
That's perfect, because it's not too early to make your plans for next year, New Year's Eve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. NZN.
So as I mentioned, you know, Father's Day, Mother's Day, 4th of July. I mean, there isn't a holiday that we don't maximize.
Mm. They are very lucky to have you.
Absolutely.
I'm the one who feels blessed.
Film, food, and friends. Who doesn't like any of those things? I mean, NZN is a winning combination. Mm-hmm. You can really experience art in a new and different way. Mm-hmm. Mary, we got to go.
I hate it.
We got to go.
This has been fun.
It has
David,
been fun.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you both very
David,
much.
David, best of luck in this new journey, and we are cheering you on, my friend.
Thanks. And you too.
Thank you. And there's so much happening in the arts this weekend, but we need to mention Arts for All Day. That's happening out at Lock Haven Park, where it's going to be really just a palette of so many different arts offerings happening there in Lock Haven Park from 10 to 4 p.m. That's happening this weekend. But check out OrlandoAtPlay.com to see all the things that are going on.
And I quickly want to tell everyone that Carol Stein has something going on at Blue Bamboo Center. She's got a whole series of entertainers, Andrew Canning, Mark Miller, Michelle Mayo, Susie Park. It just goes on. So check that out. Go to BlueBambooCenter.com. BlueBambooArtsCenter.com, and you'll find out what's that called.
Oh, my
there.
Goodness. That's going to be great. Every Wednesday night, right? I think I saw that and reached out to Carol and said congrats. That's amazing.
She is amazing.
She really is. Well, thank you for joining us again this week on From the Heart. We'll talk to you next week. A Magic 107.7 FM.